Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody, that went really well, didn't it? So much for my intro. I'm working on that. So it's so good to be with you here today on Wednesday. I am here every Wednesday at 10 o'clock. And I'm going to be talking today with you about numerology. We're going to be talking about your forecast for June, July, and August. So, again, my name is Jen Young, and I am someone with multi-talents. I do angel cards. I use numerology and astrology to give you insight and bring self-awareness to what's going on in your life right now. So I use a lot of different modalities. I also use nutrition. That takes you higher. Whatever tool is available to take you higher, I'm here for inspiration. So today, I'm really, really excited to be at a place that I find so innovative. It's called It's called Walnut Street Labs. I got to calm down. Okay. I'm broadcasting from Walnut Street Labs in Westchester, PA, and this is an amazing place. It's for entrepreneurs. It's for people with business ideas. It's for people with existing businesses and that want to just take it higher. They have a co-working space here where you can come in with your clients or on your own and work. You can also come here for any kind of startup business that you have, any idea that you have, or something that's in the works that it just hasn't gotten off the ground. And they are so talented at marketing strategy, so they can really help you get things, get businesses and ideas off the ground. They're definitely a marketing business, so anything that you need as far as marketing goes, especially digital marketing, this is the place to be. They have a 3D printer, so if you need any kind of help with that, this is where you want to be. It's Walnut Street Labs. And you can Google that and find them here in Westchester and pop in. You can talk to anybody here. I mean, I talk to Kyle. I talk to Jordan. They're my go-to people. So definitely, if you're interested in this, you can talk to me about it or you can go directly to the source. So I actually have a video that Walnut Street Labs has produced for me on my Facebook page, and it's at westchester.guru. And if you go to westchester.guru, you're going to see so many businesses in the area. You're going to see a lot of videos. And it's a great place to go to if you want to find anything in Westchester. So go check out my video. It's also on my Facebook page. So Walnut Street Labs, I give a big shout out to you guys for helping me in so many ways as far as business goes and marketing goes and really good ideas and great video. So I'm going to move on to talking about what I'm doing in the next couple of weeks, the next couple of months, and then we're going to get started on the numerology for you personally for June, July, and August. So this is going to take a little bit of math, so I want you to get your pens and papers and your calculators out while I'm talking about what I'm doing. So this for this month, I'm going to be at Healing Spirit Cafe in St. Peter's Village on June 6th. That's this Saturday, just after lunch. I'm going to be hanging out there doing numerology readings. And just with my angel cards as well. So if anybody wants to come in for a mini reading, it would be awesome. It is just a sweet little place in St. Peter's Village, right on the French Creek. Terry Phillips and his wife, Alicia Phillips, are the owners. Terry's a medium and Alicia's a Reiki healer, plus many more, you know, they have many more talents. But they own this little cafe, and it's just an amazing place for healing, a place for self-discovery, a place to really come and talk about what's going on with you, and they have so many different modalities to help you move past any blocks or even just to enhance your life. You don't have to be like sort of in a state of despair or anything like that. It's not where you're rock bottom and, you know, and you need to come up. It's like just everyday people like all of us just needing assistance in different areas. So Healing Spirit Cafe is definitely the place to be this Saturday. Come see me there, St. Peter's Village. It's in St. Peter's, PA. It's an amazing place. And so Saturday after that, I'm going to be at Kaleidoscope Angels in Douglasville. I am there a lot. This is such a great place, such great energy. I'm going to be doing new moon readings there. And the thing about this new moon, it's in Cancer. So there's a lot of qualities that we haven't touched on since the beginning of the year. Cancer qualities are the home, the family, security, close personal relationships, So we're going to be setting some goals in the readings that we do during that time. We're going to be setting some goals. The new moon gives you 2 weeks of potent energy to set new goals and to start new things. And this energy is going to last for 2 weeks. We're going to get you started. We're going to give you information on what needs to be done, what you need to do, what direction you want to go in, or if you're going in the right direction, just giving you confirmation that you're on the right path and you want to just keep going. And this is going to actually last for the next 6 months, and you're going to see the results in the next 6 months. So you have two potent weeks from Saturday the 13th after your reading to really, really push forward. And then you have 6 really, really great months where you're just working it, working it, working it. And by the end of the 6 months, I always have everybody write on their calendar what their goal was. And then you can look in the next 6 months and be like, wow, look what I accomplished. So let's do some new moon readings at Kaleidoscope Angels from 11 to 4, June 13th. And you would just call the studio there, or you can talk to me and we can set you up with a reading. It's $2 a minute, FYI. And then on June 17th, it's really exciting because I'm going to be doing this radio show from Kaleidoscope Angels. We're going to have a live audience, and it's going to be about all the different healing modalities that they offer there. And we'll be talking about the new moon and how it affects you directly. I'll be pulling cards for each sign to give you an idea of, okay, where's the focus going to be? So if you don't get a chance to come out and see me, you definitely will get direction this new moon on the radio show in 2 weeks at Kaleidoscope Angels, June 17th. So that's basically what I'm doing at the moment. In September, I'll be going back to Bermuda to do readings. I'll be there for 2 weeks, mid-September. I will be at Birth Salon, and I will also be at my Serenity. So I'll give you guys the dates on that moving forward. But any of my Bermuda friends listening in, if you want a spot, email me. I'll put you on the list, and when we get the exact dates, we'll finalize it. So I'm really excited about that. I just love Bermuda. It's where my family is, and the everyone there is just so receptive and so awesome. Such a great little island. All right, so back to Westchester, PA, where it's freezing cold, feels like winter. I've got a scarf on. At the Walnut Street Lab, here we are. We're going to be talking about numerology. Oh, one more thing. I wanted to just talk to you guys quickly about this amazing event going on in Sacramento, California, October. It's October 20th. Let me check here. It's October 24th and 25th. And it is put on by an organization, a nonprofit organization called One Life Fully Lived. Now, I did a couple of talks at the East Coast One Life Fully Lived a couple of weeks ago at Westchester University. And it is a group of, there's a group of people, and Tim Rode, he's the founder, and he has assembled this team of amazing people and speakers that come and just tell, you know, just express what they do, how they can help. And it really helps people, like Walnut Street Labs helps people get their businesses off the ground, get started, gain motivation, self-confidence. And it's about all the tools that you need to live your best life. One life fully lived says it all. So there's talks at this conference on nutrition. That's what I do. There's other people as well. Nutrition, financial success, starting up your own business, inspirational people who have gone through hell, really, and have come out the other side. And their stories are so inspirational, and they give us such great tools and ideas. So definitely this is something that you'll want to do if you're looking to change your life and to just take yourself higher. So this is taking place in Sacramento, California, and you can go to onelifefullylived.org, and the one is the number one, not O-N-E. So number one, right? Lifefullylived.org, and check it out. I hope to be going to this conference. That's my goal. So that would be so wonderful to see you guys there. If you want any information, you know, talk to me about it, or you can talk to Tim Rode. You can go on Facebook page and type in One Life Fully Lived, and you'll see them on Facebook, and you can interact with Tim and talk to him about it, or anyone there about the conference. So I really give these guys a lot of credit who attended the Westchester conference just a few weeks ago, because they actually took the challenge and went on my 3-week, my 21-day cleanse. It lasts 21 days, which is 3 weeks. And it's definitely something that is not for the faint of heart. It is a cleanse where you do eat, but you are really, really eating clean, and you're eliminating all the things that we love. You're eliminating caffeine, alcohol, dairy, meat, processed food, all sugars that are not from fruit or a natural source. And So this is really a challenge. The feedback is amazing. The people are doing who are on it are doing so well. And I mean, nobody's perfect. People fall off the horses, as I have been doing too. But here I am with my green juice. I'm ready to rock and roll, you know. And the feedback is that people are feeling great. I mean, the first week is there's probably withdrawal systems or symptoms, sorry. And, you know, so people have been going through these withdrawals. I mean, not everybody, but a lot of people, because it's not just psychological. Your body really is used to these things that you've been putting in it. And, you know, your body has to detox and get rid of these toxins. Your fat cell starts to shrink and all the toxins starts to leak out into your bloodstream. So you really are filling yourself with toxins. And this cleanse helps you flush these toxins away. So it helps, you know, bring them out and draw them out and flush them away. And in 3 weeks, I am sure that everyone who has done this cleanse on the One Life Fully Lived crew is going to stick with many of the habits and many of the patterns that they put into place in these 3 weeks. So it's so awesome. So shout out to you guys. Well done. And I look forward to hearing about what's going on with you. We still have about another week to go. So with that said, we're going to get on with it. We're going to start talking about your next 3 months. What does this summer hold for you? Now, in numerology, the idea is, as with everything in life, everything is energy. You know, everything vibrates, whether we know it or not. Everything is constantly moving. Now, Earth, you know, on the Earth plane and things like this table right here and this couch are vibrating at a very low speed. And when things vibrate at a low speed, they you can see them in the material world. And as the vibration raises higher and higher and higher, things start to become lighter, 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 and then until they dissolve. So energy is everywhere. Even though our eyes cannot perceive it, it is there. Our eyes, our ears, our senses are only equipped to perceive a certain frequency. So that's why some people who are vibrating a higher frequency can observe and perceive things, I don't know if you want to call them things, or perceive energy that is vibrating higher. And my goal is to get all of us, including myself, which doesn't happen all the time, believe me, vibrating higher, so that way we are able to perceive higher frequencies, higher energy. That way we're more intuitive. That way we can really pick up on the energy of people, of situations, of our own intuitive guidance. That's my goal here with all that I do, with using all these tools, nutrition, numerology, and astrology. So think of numbers as energy. Now everything is represented by numbers. That's what Pythagoras believed, and many other mathematicians and philosophers and scientists from the ancient times all the way till now. So Pythagoras, that is the style of numerology that I study. He said that, you know, numbers vibrate, and the underlying energy is there from that number. So based on your birth date, we can find out what the month of June, July, and August hold for you. What is that energy? And it's not a prediction saying you're going to be doing this in June. And then in July, you know, you better do this. You know, this is what you need to do. It's not telling you anything. It's just giving you added information. And if you actually go back and look into the numerology from past months, you'll see how you were responding to this energy, how you reacted to this energy. So instead of just responding unknowingly, instead of just reacting to the energy, we are actually going to be able to take that energy and use that energy and know that if the energy supports health, well, we're really going to rock out health in June. Or say, you know, say July is the 7 month and it's all about the inward journey and meditating, being quiet with yourself, you know, reading self-help books and really getting to the bottom of things and letting the answers come up and out through your meditation, then you're going to know that, and you're going to actually hopefully meditate more, so that way you use that energy to maximize your results. Okay, so it's not like you're just this cork floating on the ocean going where the waves take you. You are actually going to be using that energy and harnessing it and taking your life, you know, higher, higher, higher. So this is why I do this numerology forecasting. It is such a way to take you higher. So with that said, we're going to do some math. We're going to find out what the month of June, July, and August hold in store for you. So we're going to need a pen and a paper, so everybody get that down and get that done. We're going to add up only two numbers at the moment. We're going to add up the number of the day you were born. So I was born on the 26th, so just write that down on your piece of paper. Put a plus sign next across from that and add up and put the month you were born. So we're going to add up the day and the month. So for example, I was born on October 26th, so I'm going to add up 10, 26. Well, 10 and 26 is 36. All right, everybody's got their number? Now, in numerology, we're always reducing numbers to a single digit. Always, always to a single digit. So that 36 is a double digit. So I'm going to take that one, that 3 and that 6, and I'm going to add that together. Well, what's 3 plus 6? That's 6, 7, 8, 9. So we've got 9. I've got the number 9, and I'm just going to stick with that. I'm going to hold that number, okay? So everybody do that. If you've got a double digit, when you added up your first day and your first month, if you get a double digit, you're going to keep adding it. If you still get a double digit, you're going to keep adding it until you get to that single digit. So now we're at our single digit. I'm at 9. And you guys are at whatever you are. And we're going to take that, we're going to add that to the year that we're in right now. We're in 2015 right now. Now, I am so smart that I can add up 2 plus 0 plus 1 plus 8 or 5. And I get 8. I'm adding up all the numbers of 2015. And 2015 actually has a number, a vibration of the number 8. So we're going to take that number and add it to the results you got. I know this sounds complicated, but you can actually listen to this again, this radio show again, if you need to really get concrete about this. So it's the day of your birth, it's the month of your birth, and then it's the number 8, because 2015 adds up to 8. So we're going to add those numbers together. If you get a double digit, again, you keep adding and adding until you get your single digit. Then you got that single digit that you come up with is the year you're in. Now, the year you're in, there's a lot of information about that. That's going to be the next show. That'll be next week. But we're talking just, we're going to find out, okay, what's June, what's July, what's August? So we take the year you're in and we're going to add it to June. We're going to add it to July. We're going to add it to August. Well, I happen to be in an 8 year. So I'm going to take that 8 year and I'm going to add it to June. What month is June? June's a 6 month. So 8 plus 6 is 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. No, 8. Oh, my God. 8 plus 6 is 14. Okay, we're taking, then of course 14 is a double digit. That doesn't work, right? So I'm going to take the 1 and the 4, and that adds up to 5. So for me, June is a 5 month, okay? And that tells me a lot about what the energy of June is going to support for me and what I need to focus on to really rock out my June. So then everybody hopefully has their answer for June. And of course, you just go down the line. If my June is a 5, which it is, then my July would be a 6. And my August would be a 7. All right? So with that said, now I'm going to explain to you whatever number you got, I'm going to explain to you what it means. So if anybody has a number, so, you know, your June, July, and August could be different. Mine is 5, 6, 7. Yours could be 1, 2, 3, or 7, 8, 9, that type of thing. Okay? So I'm going to go through all the numbers, and the numbers are from 1 to 9. Because in numerology, we don't have any double digits, mostly, all right? So we're always adding to get a single digit. So once I get to the number 9, if you're in a 9 month, that's at the end of a 9 month cycle, okay? And then the next month is going to be a 1 month. So if somebody has a 9 month for, say, June or July, the next month would end there and go back to 1. So you would have 1 to 9, and you're always in these 9 month cycles. Cycles of 1 to 9, 1 to 9, 1 to 9. All right. So I know this sounds, you know, it sounds confusing if you're not used to numerology, and it can be a bit daunting. But believe me, if you want to just write down the information now and go back and calculate everything according to the instructions, you'll be good to go. Also on my website, there's a numerology tab, and it says personal year, so you can definitely find out there what it is, and I have all the instructions right there. So if you want to do that now, you can do that now or after the show. So with that said, if anybody is in the number 1 month for June, July, or August, this is what the energy is. Number 1 month is all about new beginnings. So it's all about starting something new. So this is the month to really focus on doing something that you've either been wanting to do, especially right now where Mercury is still in retrograde, meaning between now and the middle of the month, or even towards the first 3 weeks of June. The energy of Mercury retrograde is still there. So if you're in a number 1 month for June, you want to really focus on perhaps projects or things that you want to get off the ground that are from the past. So old ideas that you've just put on a shelf, it would be a great month to bring them out, air them out, and get cracking on that. It could be in different areas, any area. It could be in health. It could be in business. It could be financial. Like, say You've been really wanting to get your budget in order and get things sorted. And this would be a perfect month to do that. New beginnings with your finances, especially if your finances have been troubling you before. This is the perfect month to get that sorted out if you're in a number one month. Okay, so whether you're in a number one month in June, July, August, it doesn't matter. This information is going to be for that number one month. So number one month is new beginnings. It's about doing things that are on your own, independent. It's about being really self-confident and moving forward. It's about planting the seeds that you want to see grow for the next 9 months. So if you're in a number one month anywhere during this summer, you definitely want to make sure that you are focusing on what you want. I know that sounds selfish, but this is the month to be selfish if you're in a 1 month. Now, the 2 month is a bit different. The 2 month is all about other people. It's all about partnerships, and it's all about relationships. So if you're in a relationship with someone and you're trying to sort things out, well, this is the perfect month to do that. This is also a very good month to focus on your clients. So if you're in a client-based business, this is where you really want to pay attention to them, connect with them. If you're in a 2 month, it's a great month business-wise to really focus on those relationships and work on creating connections. Okay, it's all about connections. It's also about the connection with yourself. So any area in your own life where you need to sort something out, any relationship, do it. This is the month to do it. It's not such a fun, outgoing, crazy month. I mean, it's really more of an inward month where you're sorting out important relationships, and you're either taking them higher or you're looking at ways of changing them, however that looks to you. The number two is also about making decisions. So if there's any big decisions you want to make sure that, you know, you're taking your time. A 2 month, the energy says do not rush. All right. So moving on to, okay, you can also find love in a 2 month. I mean, I know you can find love in any month, but if you're in a 2 month and you're looking for love, keep your eyes open, okay? A 3 month is so different than either one and two. Three is all about creativity. It's all about exploring your options. It's all about saying, okay, what do I really want to do? And following your urges. But of course, your urges that are very, that have integrity, not your urges like, you know, start drinking at 9 a.m. on a Monday morning. That was, you know, alcohol, green juice, that'd be okay. So you just want to make sure that your urges have integrity and that they're going to be beneficial to you. But so 3 months says pay attention to what you want to do. If you want to go to this certain store rather than going to another store, pay attention. Pay attention to signs and symbols. You're gathering information in a 3 month, and you're really using that information to guide you further and further along the path of creativity. So fun, creativity, joy, exciting, fun things, that is your guidance system, and you want to trust it and use it in a 3 month. A 3 month is, you know, is a month where you don't turn down any invitations. Go to every party. We're talking about gathering information. So who knows who you're going to meet, what information you're going to get from them. It's really, really important for you to be open, eyes, ears, intuition, all your senses wide open. It's a fun month. It's great for kids as well and family, having a good time, all right? So hopefully that's part of your summer because that is a really fun month. Now, after the 3 months, when you've been exploring your options, it's like, oh, maybe you found something you really enjoy, or you sort of narrow things down to what it is that you love. The 4 months says, let's get to work. So let's put all that creativity, all that information, and all that enthusiasm to work. So the 4 says, let's build a strong foundation. So in any area that is weak, or in any area that needs a strong foundation, this is your work for 4 months, okay? So I want you to really focus, put your nose to the grindstone, and get cracking. So you really want to make sure that you're not wasting your energy. It's not like a party month. It's not to, just sort of go here and there and flit around. And it's about being serious. It's about making sure that any weak area in your life is shored up, okay? So definitely you want to make sure you're financially, everything's in order, emotionally, mentally, you know, if you need to go see anybody, like, you know, it could be somebody like me, it could be a Reiki master, it could be a doctor, it could be anybody, but you definitely want physical, emotional, and mental health as a priority in a 4 month. It's also a month where you really want to focus, oh, and physical health as well, but you really want to focus on studying and learning. So if there's any area where that is required, this is a great month to do it. So if you're going to go back to school or you've been thinking about taking an online course, this is the month to do it, okay? So we move out of our 4 month where we were really serious, building our strong foundation. We move into a 5 month. And the 5 month is all about opportunity. So hopefully all that hard work that you've been doing and you've been really diligent is going to yield results. And the opportunities are going to start coming your way in a 5 months. So 5 months is about opportunity. It's about change. It's about out-of-the-box thinking. And it's such an outward month where you really want to shamelessly promote yourself. You want to go out there and you want to be really like sort of just expressing to everyone what you're doing, why you're good at it. You know, let your light shine. This is so not a time to sit on the couch and do nothing. This is get out. So that's what you want to be doing in a 5 month. You want to be prepared for change. You want to be prepared for opportunity. Sometimes you have to take a leap of faith if you don't have all the information in or you're worried about making a commitment. It can be a month where you kind of do this like on the fly commitment, and it could scare you, but if it feels right in your gut and you've been doing a lot of the preemptive work, so you're ready to move forward, this is the month to do it. It's a great month to be social. You're going to probably meet people, influential people, if that's what you've got your mindset to. So I'd like you to set your mind to that. Have a knowing that you are on the right path, that what you're doing, you must really believe in what you're doing, and you must really go out there and be really positive and proactive and, like I said, shamelessly promote yourself. All right, so after the 5 months, wow, it's a lot of hard work and perhaps some craziness, because five's all about, you know, sort of like the sex, drugs, and rock and roll number, which, you know, that can get out of control. So if that is part of your personality or that's where you are, you want to make sure that you don't go overboard, okay? So have fun, but keep it balanced, right? So the 6 month is saying, okay, all that craziness, you better start taking care of your health. So if you're in a 6 month, that is when a new health regime would be best put in place in a 6 month. It would be, or if you already have one going, keep going with it. Or if you used to have one, you fell off the wagon, get back on the health wagon in a 6 month. Really, really important. You need to shore yourself up. This is a lot to do, the 6 month, with your earthly life, okay? So it has to do with your bank account. It has to do with your budget. It has to do with your health. It has to do with your family, like your close family members, the people, friends and family, the people very close to you. Now, the number six is all about, it's the ultimate nurturer mother, so it's all about helping. It's all about that mother energy. So if there's people in your life that need you, just be prepared to be putting it out there. You're going to be giving a lot of TLC to a lot of people you care about. And if that's the case, just accept it and give as much as you can at the same time taking care of yourself, okay? I mean, it could be also the self-nurturing month for you to take care of you. So there's a lot of different aspects and avenues that you can go down with that theme. So we're taking care of ourselves. We're making sure that all our earthly possessions and our situation is the best it can be. You're focusing on taking care of other people. You're also focused on, it could be love and romance. The 2 month and the 6 month are really great for romantic relationships. So just think about that and focus on that if that is an area that you want to focus on or that needs a bit of TLC, a bit of focus. It's also a great month for changes. So if there's going to be any change in the domestic scene, you want to move, you want to decorate, you want to sell your house, you're thinking of relocating, or if there's people in your house that are people going off to college, people being born, people even passing over, these changes and shifts in the domestic scene are very, very highlighted in a 6 month. So we're moving on from the 6 month, and hopefully you've really done the best you can do to help others and to nurture yourself and to make sure that all your responsibilities are taken care of, because the 7 month is all about the inward journey. So the 7 month says, let's just withdraw from the outer world. So give yourself permission in a 7 month to say, I'm not partying, I'm not making any strong commitments, I'm not going to overload my schedule, my calendar, because I need to keep myself for myself. So you're going to be doing a lot of meditating, spending time alone, reading books, preferably self-help books and that kind of thing. You're going to be taking care to take that time to let the truth come up and out. The thing is, in a 7 month, it's so important to be non-aggressive. It's so important to be receptive. That feminine energy highlights that whole month. So if you find that you're in a 7 month for June, July, or August, make sure that you're not, for me, it's in August. You want to make sure that you're not like got that grabby kind of attitude, like you're going to go out there and you're just going to take what you need, take what you want. You're going to really just step back. And if anything is too difficult in a 7 month, that's when you step back and say, hey, wait a minute, this is too hard, it's not worth it. If I have to push too much or expend too much energy and all these brick walls are coming up and all these doors are shutting in my face, hello, that's a sign. That's your guidance system saying, no, 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 stop, stop, stop. Reanalyze the situation, you know, check out some different options. So in a 7 month, that is really, really highlighted. I mean, that's kind of like true in your whole life, but in your 7th month, that's really highlighted. So don't let that, if you are already kind of like A-type aggressive, check yourself, all right? If you're not, it'll be easier. If you're an introvert anyway, it'll be easier to be in that kind of introvert-type energy. So the 7th month, meditate a lot, let the truth come up and out, be receptive, not aggressive. Lots of times things are revealed to you in a 7th month, and they can be things that are fantastic, or they can be things that are a bit like a slap in the face or something that you've been pushing under the rug that you've been ignoring. So this is where sometimes it could be a hard month, because if these truths come up, you're asked not to squash them again. You're asked to bring them to the light and sort them out. So in a way, it's a cleansing, okay? So we're moving on. If you're in an 8th month now, you're leaving that receptive, quiet type of energy where you're letting the truth come up and out. You're leaving that energy and you're headed into 8 energy. 8 is aggressive. It's forward moving. It's all about business. It's all about abundance, which could be money, your financial situation. It's about, if you have a business, about either expanding it or dissolving it or moving into a new area. And if you work for someone, it's about really letting your light shine. It's about not being shy and not keeping your light hidden under like a little bush because you don't want to outshine anyone else. It is not at all a month like that. It is so like, let it shine and step up to the plate and let your boss know what you can do or what you want to do. So it's all about self-empowerment in the business world. That's what I would say is most about the 8 months. So you want to rock that 8 energy out with business. Do it, do it, do it. A new idea that you have, put it out there. I mean, that's what Walnut Street Labs, that's where I am today. That's what it's all about. Taking your business idea or your current business and taking it higher. So come here for any help when it comes to really rocking that out. Now, it is a universal 8 year. 2015 does add up to that 8. So this is a year to focus on business globally. So you personally, if you've got an 8 year, awesome. That's what you should be doing. And if your month this summer, any of your months, June, July, and August are that 8, that's what you want to be doing, business, 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 feeling confident and strong and going for what you really know is going to work, okay? If you've got some doubts or you're really not sure about something, well, don't promote that and don't push that. Do more research until you really feel that it's something that you can really get behind and believe in. I mean, anything you do, if you're not behind it 100% and feel it and believe it, the chances of it working out or being successful are lessened, all right? So you've got to be behind you or your product 100%. So moving out from that 8 year into a 9 year. So that's your assessment, or month, sorry. That's your assessment month, okay? That's the end of a 9 month cycle. After that 9 month, we go back to 1, remember? Because we're only doing single digits here. When you get out of your 9 months and you're going to go into your quote-unquote 10 months, it's really a 1 because 1 plus 0 is 1. All right, folks, so we're dealing in these 9 month cycles. So you're in a 9 month. That is the end of a 9 month cycle. So you're going to do an assessment. You're going to look over the last 8 months, and you're going to say, all right, what am I leaving behind, what no longer serves me, and what am I bringing forward into my next 9 month cycle? So you're clearing space in a 9 month. You're leaving behind what no longer serves you, and you're taking that space, and you're bringing it to your 1 month, saying, I've got all this space for new beginnings, all right? So we're looking at a clearing in a 9 month. We're looking at letting go of what no longer serves you. That could be a health habit. That could be a relationship. That could be a job. That could just be a pattern that you're into. Say you're into a lot of negative thinking, and you've got to break that pattern. And if you want to break that pattern, come see me. I have so many tools to help you transform your negative self-talk into productive self-talk, and that is, you know, we all know our thoughts create our reality, and that's how you springboard from your current reality that you might not really like right now into the reality that you want to be in. That's how it works. So that's basically what, that's my gift. My gift is to help you assess what's going on in your life, okay? What's going on? Now, how can we springboard from there into the life you want, okay? That's one of my gifts. So using numerology, if you're in a 9 month, that's what you should be doing. That's how you can use that nine energy to springboard you into the next 9 month cycle to make it the best 9 months, you know, of your life. So there you go. So that is the energy of the 9 months, and we only have 9 months. So if you want more information on that, and if you want to do a more in-depth reading, the best thing to do is to contact me and to call me or message me to set up a personal reading where we take the time to go over you personally. And we look at not just the month you're in now for the next 3 months. We look all the way into next year. We look into 2016. We also use the cards to give us information on how things are going now, if you're on the right path. And also we use the cards to give information on your momentum for the coming up months and year ahead. Like, what would it be best for you to do? And it's so fantastic. Like, right now I have the health cards, and I brought with me the my go-to cards. They're the nature spirit cards. And these cards give you a great idea on the underlying energy of your now and how to springboard into how you want things to be. So using those different tools, and I also use astrology, which is a great tool to use to forecast the energy. As far as the energy goes for the next 3 weeks, I'll totally give you a clue here. Mercury is the planet of forward movement, it's the planet of business, and it's the planet of communication. So this planet at the moment, and has for the past couple of weeks, is going backwards. It appears to go backwards in the sky. It doesn't really, but that's the science of astrology. It appears to be going backwards. So that means all communication has slowed down. All forward movement in business has kind of taken a standstill. And a lot of people get mad at this energy, or like they, you know, rebel against it. They're like, what the hell is going on? And really what it is totally giving you time to reassess everything. Every business deal that you make, reassess it, retool it, retweak it, you know. Any forward movement, you know, that your forward step that you're taking, take it nice and slow, because what Mercury retrograde reveals to you are the flaws or the things that could be better. So that's why you really want to take your time. And it ends June 11th, but the shadow period lasts until June 26th. So still with this time, with forward movement in business, in personal life, in relationships, everybody, you just want to take it nice and slow. And it's really great. If you are going to start anything new, if you are going to bring anything new to the table, it would be so awesome if whatever that was had its roots in the past, okay? If it doesn't, shelf it for just a couple more weeks. But if it has its roots in the past, or you've dealt with these people before the Mercury retrograde, or it's an idea that you've had before that you just left and it's been a couple years, couple months, whatever, and you want to resurrect it, then this is the time to do it. So you still want to take it nice and slow before you send every email, check your spelling, check your wording before you sign a contract, go over and over and over it. Let things reveal themselves to you for the next 2 weeks, okay? Let them reveal themselves to you. And that way you know you've made no hasty decisions and that you've covered all your bases. So after June 26th, we're really going to see this speed up in business, in communication, and in just everything that you started is just going to move so much faster, thank goodness, and we don't have to have this energy come into our lives until the fall. And of course, that'll probably be the time where the correction is needed. So Mercury retrograde comes about 3 times a year. It lasts about 3 weeks, but again, there's the shadow periods of the before and after. So it's a good long time, you know, it's a good long, like, 6 or 7 weeks where you get to really step back and take a break, take a breather. Also, get some sleep, and don't feel bad about taking naps or maybe coming into work late. Jordan, you know, this is, you're allowed to, you know, you just tell your boss it's the Mercury retrograde, you know, and I don't have to push myself if I don't want to, because, you know, when you do take time out and you do rest, you do take naps, you reconnect with your source, and you can relax your brain, and you can actually allow the information that's coming from your infinite self, your higher self, you know, your angels, your guides, you can allow that wisdom in. So when our minds are thinking so much and going 1,000 miles a minute, that information doesn't even reach us. All right, I'm going to take a sip of my green drink here for sustenance. So that's what's really important about this Mercury retrograde period, is that taking the time to decompress is really important. So you've got your 9 months, you've got your 3 months actually for June, July, and August if you did the calculations. And like I said, my website on the numerology tab called Personal Year gives you the instructions to find out what your personal year is. And then to find out what your personal month is, you just take that personal year and add it to the month you're asking about. So my personal year is an 8, so I added that to June, which is a 6. And I came up with 14, right? And you know, in numerology, we keep adding the double digits together. So 1 and 4 is 5. So I know my June month is a 5 month. And it's a kick-ass month. It's out-of-the-box thinking. It's promotion. It's business. It's change. It's opportunity. It's taking a leap of faith where you might feel a bit sick in your stomach. But, you know, doing this in a 5 month, the energy propels you forward, and it helps you with that kind of endeavor. So it's totally not my month to lay on the couch, unfortunately. But then again, Mercury is in retrograde. So I would say to all of you out there, the next 3 weeks until June 26th, don't feel bad or guilty if you do want to take a nap, if you do want to take some rest, and if you do want to meditate more than usual, because the benefit is that you will gain a lot of information that you are not letting in with your busy mind and your busy body going 1,000 miles a minute. So with that said, I'm going to talk a little bit about what's coming up and a little bit about self-awareness tools, not just numerology. There's other tools. So we talked about astrology. We talked about astrology as far as Mercury retrograde, but we've also got some astrology going on when we're talking about the new moon coming up. Every month we have a full moon, which was yesterday, last night, which is accumulation, things coming together or things ending and making way for some new beginnings. And then we have the new moon. The new moon is full of potential, right? See, the full moon is full. You're wrapping it up. The new moon is full of potential. It is just as well, and it's up to you to fill it up. That is actually happening on the, oh my gosh, so I think that's happening on the 13th. And I know I'm doing the new moon readings. Maybe I'm getting confused. I'm doing new moon readings at Kaleidoscope Angels on the 13th, but I believe that the new moon is 2 days after that. So right around that time, we've got this really great two-week period where the energy of the new moon is potent. So from the middle of the month of June for the next 2 weeks, so the middle of the month to the end of the month, that's 2 full weeks where you can take your new intentions and you can really, really focus on them and you can work hard on bringing them to fruition. So what we do during the new moon time, it's great to meditate and it's really great to focus on, okay, what do I focus on your list, okay, pros and cons, what you want to do, where you want to go, what's important to you, get your priorities out there. Now, the new moon is in Cancer, so the things that are important to Cancer are going to be important to you. The qualities of Cancer are going to be important to you. So this middle of the month, for the next 2 weeks, you're going to be focusing on goals and intentions in the area of Cancer. Cancer is all about feelings and emotions, so it's a really great time to sort through your emotions, to find out, okay, why am I feeling this way? Why do I feel, you know, sick or nervous every time I talk about this situation, this person? And so really, your emotions are your guidance system. They're saying, pay attention, pay attention. It's like having a pain in your knee. You know, you're not going to ignore that pain because it's just, your pain is actually giving you information. And you're going to take, you know, you're going to take action and go see a doctor and get that knee sorted out, right? It's preventive medicine. So your emotions are preventive medicine. So if you're feeling a certain way about something, and say it's about this one person, and you keep getting this feeling that's a warning sign type of feeling where you're just not feeling right about it, well, that's like your body giving you your pain signal. It's your emotional system giving you a signal saying something's not right. Now, it might not be that person. It's about you and how you're reacting to that person or that situation. So you want to explore your emotions. So this is the perfect time if you want to come see me or any other teacher, guru, or consult anyone who is in the field of helping you discover this, okay? So you really want to sort out and identify these emotions and figure out where they're coming from, because they could be coming from a belief system that is really outdated. Say it's a belief system you have about, say it's about a relationship that you have with someone, and the belief system is that, you know, they're really smart and you're not, and you'll never be able to do, you know, as well as they do, or say it's your boss and you just feel like totally inadequate and not up to par. Well, that probably comes from a belief system that was instilled in you by you or by others or by circumstances from the past. then this is where you want to go, and you want to pull that belief system out, look at it and say, I really don't need this anymore. Everyone on this planet is equally as important and has gifts that are equally important and unique to them. So this is where, there you go. That belief system is called comparison. So when you're comparing yourself to others, you'll never measure up because you're not supposed to. Anyway, so this is what the emotions do for you. This new moon says, let's explore these emotions. Let's not be scared of them, or let's not say, oh, that's bad. You shouldn't think that. You shouldn't say that. You know, there's a reason why you are feeling that. Figure it out. All right? So that's the new moon energy. That's what it's bringing to you, okay? It's bringing you the opportunity to sink into that and to get some of these things up and out of you, all right? So that way you move forward quicker in business and in health and relationships. Also, Cancer is about the home and the family. Anything in these next 2 weeks that is about the home and the family, you really want to pay attention to, okay? Don't ignore any problems. If you've got a leak, if you've got any issues, foundation issues especially, that kind of thing, don't ignore it. Focus on it. Or say you really want to put your house on the market and you've been procrastinating. It's like, let's get on it. You know, let's do it. Let's not waste time. Let's use this energy. And if anybody needs any help when it comes to real estate agents, I know loads of them, awesome people in that industry, I know. So please let me know if you're in the Westchester area. I'd be so happy to help you with that. So anything to do with your home, you really want to pay attention to. Also, Cancer is about close personal relationships. Cancer is not about so much about the world at large. They're more about their nearest and dearest. So anything to do with your nearest and dearest in these next 2 weeks, focus on that, pay attention to that, nurture them. And if there's issues, underlying issues that are coming up and out, don't put them under the rug. Don't push them under the rug. It has to do with your kids, has to do with a relationship with your husband, with your mother-in-law, with anybody. It's like, look, be really clear about it. Let your emotions tell you what you're feeling so that way you can figure out why you're feeling that way. And then you really sort things out. A perfect time for that. All right, Cancer is also about food. It's about wine. It's about comfort, it's about cuddling, it's about sex, it's about all these lovely, lovely, warm, fuzzy things. So it is a perfect time to indulge in those activities. So shower the people you love with love. All right, that's your job for the next 2 weeks. Not so difficult, is it? Doing this really adds an extra oomph to your relationships, especially your romantic relationships. And I want you to write down 6 months from now. So we got June, July, August, September, October, November. In November, right on your calendar, it was a Cancer new moon. Jen said this is all about domestic issues. This is about clearing out emotional blocks and or belief systems that no longer serve me. This is about really showing my significant other how much I adore them, how much I love them, and I'm showing them in a physical way with cuddling, with love, with praises, that kind of thing. So this is, it's also about the home and the children. So write down those key words, and you see it. I can't wait for you to go back when you're in November, you know what I mean, and you look at your calendar, and you actually see the progress you made from the intentions you set during this new moon. All right, so if you need help with setting new moon intentions, I'm your girl. You just call me. We'll set up a session. And I love Skype, so I do a lot of sessions over Skype. It's so easy. You can send me a contact request. My Skype name is Jen Young Bermuda, all one word. It's J-E-N Young Bermuda. So we can do a reading over Skype where we really focus on your goals and intentions for this new moon, the last 2 weeks of June. So that's astrology-wise, that's what's going on with that. And I think this is so important to know so that way you can really use your energy to really bring about success in those particular areas. So we've got the forecast then for numerology. We've got some forecasting using astrology. And now it's time to move on to some angel cards. So what I like to do is talk about the energy that's coming up, this new moon energy, and pull some cards around it. Now, as you guys know, I'm totally into using food and exercise to boost my whole self. It's not just my immunity. It's to boost my emotional side, my mental side. It helps in every area of my life because the higher you are, the higher you vibrate. If you're vibrating high, you're attracting high-vibrating situations, high-vibrating people, high-vibrating relationships, okay? So this is why it's important to eat well and to exercise. You know, and it's not so much, it used to be so much about how you looked. It was about your body, it was about your weight, it was about, you know, people looking at you and judging you based on those that criteria. And, you know, nowadays, like, healthy is the new skinny. You know, healthy is the new sexy. And to me, that totally makes sense, because when you're really, really radiating health, it's coming out of you. It's coming out of your pores. It's coming out of your eyes. It comes out of your smile. And you really can see and tell when someone is truly healthy and happy. And when you're engaging with these people who are internally healthy and happy, you just feel good yourself. It's contagious. Their energy infects you in a good way. And so this is what you want to be doing, not just for yourself, but you actually help raise the vibration of everybody else. So that's why it's been so important. And so now, you know, I'll tell you, ever since I've been doing this cleanse, my friend Gina Nostrum was the one who turned me on to the cleanse, and she owns Mainline Pilates. Pilates and Yoga. It's a studio in Paoli, Pennsylvania. She is my wellness guru. Now, she's awesome, and she talked to me and taught me all about nutrition, green juice, exercise, and how it all changes how we are from the inside out. So if you guys really want to rock out this new moon, I suggest you get on a regime, a health regime, of eating mostly live food, okay? So during the day, I try, for the most part, to eat living foods. Okay, I did have a gluten-free waffle with some almond butter this morning, so that's really not like live food. But anyway, whatever, I'm not perfect. So really what I try to do is eat a lot of salads, a lot of live food, meaning raw. So if you eat a lot of raw food through the day, and like at night have a cooked meal, you're really giving your body live energy, you know, and it shows. So one thing I do every single day is I green juice. And so my recipe is cucumber, celery, lemon, in that order, mostly cucumber. Like, I usually do two cucumbers, about four stalks of celery, and one whole lemon in a juicer. It's not a smoothie, though you can do a smoothie, but it's a juice. And this juice, since I don't drink coffee anymore, this juice is like totally injects my veins with energy, and it just makes me feel really, really high naturally, and it's sustainable. Coffee takes you up, then it takes you down. Green juice keeps you up all day. And, you know, and in the middle of the day, you do need to take a break. I feel like everybody should. Everybody should have a little meditation or time where they go sit in their car or whatever, in their bathroom, and just chill, you know, and breathe. And that way you connect back to your source. You know, we sort of get lost in our minds and doing our jobs, where we're constantly out of touch with our inner selves, our higher selves, our infinite selves. So this green juice keeps me sort of stable. And that is where I work from, this stable base. And I never used to have that before. I felt always a bit scattered and nervous. And that's what the green juice does. So I highly recommend that. And doing that every single day, green juice every single day, eating as much raw as you can, eliminating things that carry heavy pesticides, that carry heavy, like, things such as coloring, you know, preservatives, all these things that are just going to clog you up, clog up your body, clog up your liver, clog up your colon. And with you doing this, I mean, everybody thinks, oh, it's just for health. Well, health affects everything. So if you want to increase your intuition, if you want to increase your manifestation abilities, if you want to increase your productivity, if you want to increase the ability to inspire your team, your staff, your coworkers, your employees, this is what you have to do that. Because I'm telling you, that kind of, I guess, that high vibrating energy is infectious. And the law of attraction is always working. So if you're high and you're vibrating at a high plane, on a high plane, the law of attraction always brings you what you're putting out. Well, then you're getting people who are high, vibrating on a high plane. And so your coworkers or your employees, you're going to get the best of them. Now, if you're vibrating really low down here and you're emanating this low frequency, this sluggish type energy, the only thing you can attract is people, situations, places, and things that are low vibration. So you're going to have a pretty crappy day. I got to watch my cursing here. I'm doing pretty good today, actually. So you're really going to be attracting these low vibrating energies. And like, well, that really sucks. So if you want to increase the energy in your workplace, in your home, in your relationship, it's only totally and completely up to you. You have full responsibility on the life that you're living right now. You look in your outer world, if you don't like it, it's because of you. So do something about it. All right? So I'm not going to have time to go through all the health cards, but I am going to do one health reading for all of us that are listening, because I've got about 5 minutes. And so here we go. So these are, I'm shuffling right now, the Archangel Raphael healing cards. And these are all about health, whether it's mental, emotional, whatever, it doesn't matter. Okay? So if anybody in this reading, anybody that's listening to my show today, if anybody has any trouble sleeping at night, or you feel like you're not getting a restful good night's sleep, and you're not sure why, these angel cards are saying, look, you got to get a second opinion here. There's something about this that you're not getting, that you're not seeing yet. So it's really important for everybody out there who is not sleeping well, who would like a better night's sleep, to do some research on that, okay? Do some research on how it is that you can get a good night's sleep. Now, I'm part of this company called ID Life, and ID Life has a nutritional supplement plan where you take this test online, this health assessment test. It's free, and it's on I have a little website you can go to, and you can take the test, no obligation, but it's called JenYoung888.idlife.com. Go on there, click the green button, take the health assessment test, and what it does is going to give you a printout. It's going to give you a complete report on the supplements you need right now in your life, according to your lifestyle, according to your genetics, according to where you live, according to your birth date. This test is free. It's phenomenal. You have to set up an account. But don't worry about it. Only I see your email. So definitely go and check that out, JenYoung888.idlife.com. So good night's sleep, folks. Really important. If you're having trouble, let's really do some research on that. All right? So the last message before I talk about a few other things before we go is that Archangel Raphael is saying to you to have faith. You know, he's saying, look, lighten up. Laughter is the best medicine. Everybody takes themselves really seriously. Everybody takes the whole situation, like life, so ridiculously seriously. I know it can be very serious, but in the reality, you know, of really how life is. It springs from you, from the inside out. So if you're light, if you're love, if you're focused on being the best you can be, if you make sure you take that you take precaution on monitoring your negative thoughts, you know, especially when it comes to beating yourself up, all these things really, really do help, and they do matter. So have faith. Everything is going in the right direction. You're always in the right place at the right time. There's nothing wrong with your life ever. Your life is as it is, as it should be. And if there's changes you want, you certainly, certainly have the power to make them. So let's talk some more about that. Let's get a conversation going about that. Let's use numerology, astrology, and the cards to really focus on taking your life to the next level. Again, I'm here at Walnut Street Labs, and this is the most amazing, innovative place in Westchester. Well, you can come here, and they have space for you to conduct your business. You know, without having the overhead of an office, you can come here and you can do what you need to do, meet with innovative people. If you've got a company that you want to take off the ground, or if you get an idea that it's called incubating. So, you know, they can help you take that idea and they can formulate a plan, get you a marketing strategy to take it to the next level. I joined up with them because they are helping me marketing with videos. So stay tuned for my next video coming soon. We're going to be doing it about the radio show, which is really exciting to me. Because this is such a great platform to talk to you guys, to get the word out there about self-improvement, about self-awareness, just about taking your life to the next level. So we're almost done. We've got 90 seconds. You guys can find me at JenYoung888.com. And from there, you can find me on Facebook. My Facebook page is called Jen Young Intuitive. It's such a great page for interaction. It's got great information on there. I've got fantastic articles, websites, links. So please go check it out. You're going to be inspired by my page for sure because I just love it. It's the best way to communicate. If anybody's interested in doing the cleanse, we've got the recipe for the green juice. I've got a whole program that I can turn you on to do this cleanse. I do this cleanse out of my own, no charge, because I just want to help you raise your vibration. Love you guys. See you next week. We're going to be on 10 o'clock, same time, same place, doing lots of fun stuff. And meanwhile, see you over there on Facebook. Signing off from Walnut Street Labs. Take care. Bye-bye.